When Dominique Strauss-Kahn, everyone's favorite Sofitel socialist, was taken from the first-class cabin of a plane bound for Paris and hauled into jail accused of sexual assault, it was not difficult to believe his guilt. He has the taste, voice, and regal bearing of a Bond villain, along with the reputation as a lech who could not keep his hands off of the women he worked with. And then there was the perp walk. Handcuffed, dressed in a black trench coat, and flanked by men with badges and bad ties, he looked not only like a man who'd finally gotten his comeuppance, he looked guilty. Making a cameo appearance in this latest legal farce, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg said as much when he noted of DSK's humiliation. Quote, "If you don't want to do the perp walk, don't do the crime," unquote. Never mind that Bloomberg's inelegant paraphrase of a bit of slang has the benefit of neither being technically correct nor even rhyming. It was the perp walk itself that cemented for so many people that Strauss-Kahn had actually committed a crime. The reason the perp walk is such a pernicious media ritual is not because the press necessarily owes any fidelity to the bedrock principle of American criminal law, innocent until proven guilty, but rather that it shows itself so loyal to this principle everywhere else. The American press, at every level, is exquisitely sensitive to the stricture of the courtroom, refusing to accuse any person of any crime until he's been convicted, and sometimes not even then. The media tradition of calling a person accused or alleged or a suspect, even when they've clearly, sometimes on videotape, committed the crime for which they've been charged, has become so common it goes unnoticed, like a verbal tic, popping up reflexively to modify a criminal-sounding noun. Examples of this abound. For instance, a news video posted on the CNN website last week noted the case of a Michigan inmate who's suing the state for not granting him access to, amongst other things, pornography. The story calls Kyle Richards an accused bank robber, when in fact he's just an actual bank robber. An article on WikiLeaker Bradley Manning in the most recent issue of New York Magazine notes in the first sentence Manning allegedly leaked the largest cache of classified information in American history. The article then spends 7,000 words explaining how and why he, in fact, leaked the largest cache of classified information in American history. An A&E reality show follows New Jersey-based police officers as they track down stolen vehicles on any given night. On each episode, they also set out a police lure car rigged with cameras to see if anyone will steal it. Someone always does, and after viewers watch a person steal a car we know not to be his, we are reminded that the suspect is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. All of which makes the perp walk so difficult to reconcile. On the one hand, the press routinely suspends disbelief in seeming common cause with the American justice system. On the other, it not only portrays possibly innocent people as guilty, it even, according to defense attorneys, influences potential jurors. The tendency of the media to presume innocence in the face of overwhelming evidence is often silly, but it is silly in the service of a good cause. This is a trait inconsistent with the publishing and celebrating of the perp walk, an event that serves no purpose other than to advertise, on behalf of the police and prosecution, the guilt of the criminal. Sorry, alleged criminal. I'm Travis McDade.